No, I'll start off. I thought this was a really good game for all of our guys. We didn't get to play as many as I thought we would, but I thought it was a really good indication of the fight we have as a group, the effort they played with. They had many times where they came back in the game, and our guys stayed the course, did what we asked them to do, and were able to push it out and get a really good win. The first win in conference pushes it to 7-0 at home. I thought we did really good. I thought we did a lot better defensively. We had some lulls. I wish I had 8 timeouts, because we've been a team that it's a team of 1, 2, 3. It's almost like you got to stop it, because if they get 2 baskets in a row, it's going to end up to be 4 baskets in a row. So our guys are getting there. I thought we had good contributions. We had 4 guys in double figures, which was good. I thought we needed to get a little bit more assists than we did, but we were going to the hole and getting to the line. That's one of our bread and butters, getting to the line, making some shots, free throws. Elijah was big at the end. Jordan Hunter gave us valuable minutes tonight, and I thought O was back to O. I thought O played really, really well. So all in all, really pleased, especially after the bad performance at Arizona. We got beat by a really, really good team. That kind of put it on us. So I was really glad to get back on the floor, back home to play, and I thought our guys showed a lot of fight, a lot of resiliency, and they grew over Christmas break. So we're excited with our first win, and then we'll start preparing for the next one tonight.
You mentioned how Elijah finished at the free throw line. He was able to kind of close things out. And he was in for a 10-minute stretch in the first half, and you guys outscored him 25-11. He seemed to be playing within himself. He only took a few shots. He was passing quite a bit. That first half stretch of Elijah Brown, what do you think about how he performed in that, especially since I've recently written about him?
Yeah, I think he's the best player in the league. I really do. I think he can do so many things that affect the game. I'm just trying to get him to play up to his capabilities. I think the time off hurt him. And I think he's made last year he made a lot of tough shots, a lot of shots. And I think right now he's just not getting them to go, but he will. And I got complete confidence in him. I think he played a good game tonight. I thought he played good defensively. I thought he competed at a high level, and I thought he led. So that's the important thing.
And you said yesterday you had no doubt that was going to come out of him after the Arizona game, after the tweet. You had no doubt that was coming. Was there still any doubt in your mind, kind of like wait until you see it and you don't know for sure until you see him do it?
No.
Did you get any indication today that he was going to come out and play like that?
Yeah. I had indication after I met with him after Arizona. And I had meetings with our guys, and I knew he would be back to normal. I mean, the kid wants to be really good, but he also wants to win, and he wants to be a good teammate. He wants to do whatever he takes to win, and I don't mind somebody that has extreme confidence in his ability that he can make plays, and he wants to make plays. He thinks he should make every shot, and that's just not possible. But I don't mind his mentality. I think he was great for us tonight, and I never doubted it would happen.
Elijah was on the floor for 18 minutes before he committed his first foul. it might be a career high for him. It shows what kind of production you can get out of him.
I think the biggest thing is one thing that I talked to him about over the 3-day break is, let's really work on moving your feet. Let's not use our hands as much. Let's don't use our arms as much. Let's use our body. I hope I don't get in trouble with this, but let's use your butt. Let's use your mat. I mean, he's big. He's got a long torso. He's got good legs. If he'll not lose his, use his arms so much, he'll stay out of foul trouble. He has to go straight up. We've been working on him walling up. But I just like the fact that he came in and played like he can. I like to see him still go after more shots, but I think it's coming. I think he's got confidence. And I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way with O. He's been with me a long time. When you take that jersey off of him, he's not one of the starters. It's like kryptonite to him. And, I know it really affected him. And, it was one of those things where he worked and worked and worked on the things I wanted him to work on. And I put him back in the lineup, and he performed. So that's a good sign.
Greg, you had good offensive stretches. The ball goes down to the low post. Tim gets it. Great things happen. He made his big assist with a box dunk play. And when you're not scoring, the ball's not going down low. It's pretty obvious.
Well, I think what happens is when we get in transition, sometimes he doesn't get a touch because we're on the run. We're on the run taking quick shots. I think what they got to do is they know to play inside out. Transition is kind of one of those things, but I kind of slowed them down today and made it go in there. And I made a comment at my last press conference. I think we're either top five or, top 10 in scoring when he's doubled. So, I mean, he makes right plays. He's a cerebral kid. He knows how to play. He's got feel. Yeah, we want him to touch it all the time, Jeff. That's a great point, but sometimes he can't. I think our lulls when we stay on one side of the floor and we don't get to him or we don't play through him, and we're going to continue to work on that. But he's getting a lot of touches. I mean, he's getting a lot of touches. He's getting a lot of opportunities, but we do play better when it goes through him.
Jalen started in the point guard spot, made up 9 points, 3 assists. He seemed to handle that press pretty well too. And I know you guys worked on that press. Were you happy with what you got out of Jalen?
Yeah, I don't think the stat's right. I think he missed a free throw. His last two, he missed a free throw, so these stats aren't even right. I didn't mean that. I'm not trying to. I thought he was really good, Jeff. I think you were at practice where we've been working on that. We worked against it before New Mexico State. It's a process for our guys, but I think a good thing was I was able to get Jordan Hunter in there at the end too and take O out and get some more guards on the floor, some more ball handlers. But he plays with such energy. You don't get off to a slow start because he's like shot out of a cannon. I mean, he's playing a little bit faster than normal. He plays a little bit faster than we've seen. We like his talent, but I thought he showed some composure, except maybe the bad pass at the end. But he's a freshman. And, you know, thankfully we were able to come out of it. But I thought he got good minutes. And I thought Jordan Hunter gave us great minutes. He made some big shots in 15 minutes. And he's going to play more for us.
While we're on the subject of who's starting and at that position, is Elijah – can move back into the starting lineup? Is that something that's been decided? I know you said you didn't think it was going to be a long-term situation that was going on.
He'll be back in the lineup on Sunday.
You had mentioned that you just needed to see some shots go down. Well, early on, Dane Carpitting.
I thought he was terrific. I thought Dane was really good. I think Dane's second half was held back by fouls. And you'll get to talk to him. I'm going to have him come down here because I thought he was terrific for us. I think he's his game's expanded. He's evolved into the player that I thought he could, but I think it's all about his confidence. And I think also it's about his coach giving him confidence. And I've always believed in him, but I think he's really made strides in his game, and he's opened up. He can stretch the floor for us. But, you know, I thought he was terrific till he got in foul trouble. I thought he was hampered with foul trouble. But I thought he was good. He made some big shots for us early.
I know you've talked a lot about the free throws. You mentioned it earlier. How reliant are you guys on the end of the line in this offense? I mean, the foul count was pretty even, actually, between the two of you. They picked up three of theirs in the final minute. Mm-hmm. So for 22-17, you guys had the foul count, but you guys get to the line 33 times, then 12.
Well, I think it's what Jeff said. He asked earlier about playing through Tim. When you play through Tim, he's going to get fouled. And it also helps that when we get out in transition, we have guys that can drive it. And with the new rules, we're able to get to the line and get in bonus early. But I think that the best thing about my team right now is the way we're shooting foul shots. Guys, I know I get people ask me all the time and they don't understand why I really like it. I really try to do as much as we can. It's the only shot in basketball that you're not guarded. So I want our guys to get there as much as they can. Yeah, I look at our stats. I look at our stats, and I just keep thinking it's going to happen. I think we got pretty good shooters. I just think it's going to happen. I've always thought we were going to be a good shooting team. I know Elijah's going to make shots. I think Dane's going to make shots. I think Jordan's going to be able to shoot the three-pointer. Jalen's got to get better, and I think Sam can too when he takes good shots. And I just think it's going to come. I'm just one of those guys that's trying to be optimistic about our three-point shooting. It's a concern, but I think eventually it's going to come around. Our percentage is going to come around. So that's the way I would look at it right now.
You guys haven't been taking many either, though. Is that something
not a lot. not a lot, because like, you know, we talked about Tim earlier, we're playing a lot inside out, and you know, Elijah's been our three-point shooter, but we got Dane in there. He's making some shots now, so we can take more. But it all starts with our defense. When we're able to get stops and get out in transition and offensive rebounds and get some transition threes, then I think we'll make them. When we had a nice little run going in the first half when we went up 14, we had two or three threes in that little spell. I think Dane made two of them. So, you know, hopefully they'll come. Well, I think these guys have matured a little bit. I think they went through a tough out-of-conference slate. I think their coach might have overscheduled it, but that's, you know, I thought I had to challenge them, and I did. But I think they've grown. I think they've been on the road in this conference. I think they're excited to play games on the road. They just have to stay together, and if they play with that effort and that energy, we'll be able to win some road games. Everybody good?
Good.
Appreciate it.